From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On this Super Tuesday, the voting has just ended in Ohio. That's the home state of Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich. NPR projects that, according to exit polls, Ohio voters have given Massachusetts Senator John Kerry another victory. John Edwards had targeted Ohio as one of the states he hoped to win today to keep his campaign alive. NPR's Linda Wertheimer joins us now from Cleveland. She's with Kerry supporters there at the restaurant in Cleveland, The Blind Pig. Linda, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
You've been in Ohio for a lot of the past week talking to voters. What issues are you hearing are foremost in their minds this election year?
Jobs, jobs, jobs. It's terribly important, particularly in northeastern Ohio, where Cleveland is. Hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs have wandered out of this state in the last 4 years. And a lot of people here are angry about that and concerned that the Republican president, George Bush, is not taking Ohio as seriously as he ought to.
John Edwards had tried to use that issue to his advantage, talking about being tough on trade and drawing a distinction between him and John Kerry. Did that seem to be helping him among the voters you talked to?
There is some support for him here, but I think that the voters in Ohio, like voters in other parts of the country, understand that what has happened is that this race is pretty much over. There was the low turnout here in Ohio, and I think people were assuming that John Kerry would be the nominee. And although that in the late voting, people who made up their minds late, John Edwards did well, as he has done in other states, but nowhere near well enough.
And let's talk a bit about Dennis Kucinich, congressman from Ohio, was also hoping that his talk about jobs and NAFTA, his opposition to NAFTA, could do him well in his home state. How did he do?
He didn't do very well at all, except in Cuyahoga County, where he appears to be running roughly even with Mr. Edwards. Kucinich is getting some sort of symbolic votes from people who say that if they thought it was really serious, they'd be voting for Kerry, but since they did, they thought it was pretty much over. They were happy to cast a vote for a man who has always been for the underdog and against the overdog, and they like Dennis Kucinich.
Linda, Ohio went for George Bush in 2000, not by too great a margin. How nervous are Republicans about holding on to Ohio, keeping it in the win column this coming November?
Considering the number of jobs that have been lost and the distress in certain parts of Ohio, I think that the Republican Party would do well to be considerably worried about it. In this part of Ohio, which is the least conservative part, I've run into lots and lots of Republicans who have problems, issues with George Bush about jobs and the economy, about the environment, about the conduct of the war in Iraq. I think that he's going to have a tough time holding on to Ohio. It's going to require a great deal of attention from the president.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer in Cleveland. John Kerry is projected to have won the Ohio primary today.